It's April 10. Right now, I have a pretty strange specialty. I'm a military filmmaker. I shoot and edit a documentary about a fallen young soldier. When I was working in television before joining the army, I saw how many people typically worked on documentaries. There was always a producer, director, editor, several cameramen, a sound person, composer, location scouts, and character scouts. Usually, it's a whole team of 15 to 20 people. We are doing it as a team of two. I'm the director, cameraman, sound guy. I wrote most of the scripts and even became one of the characters in this film. It's likely that I'll have to compose some of the music for the future film too. Honestly, I'm already prepared for that. I've never made a real film before, and now I am. And it's something I'm not ashamed of. I didn't know how to edit videos before the army, but now I'm helping our people with it, so I think I'll manage with music somehow. But what I can't manage with is depression. I thought shooting would distract me from dark thoughts, but I could focus on the film and forget about the constant nightmare around me for a while. But it doesn't work like that. We arrived to shoot in my hometown of Kharkiv just when the Russians decided to completely destroy it and began bombing it with doubled hatred. It's very hard to watch the enemy destroy a city that is so dear to you. And the story of the person we are filming about isn't cheerful either. The guy was 35 when he died. He was a volunteer leaving behind a wife and two children. He was a person living his life, raising children, being happy, and when, bam, he's gone. Children are orphans, the wife is a widow, where world is gone, a void in its place. And that's just one story, one family. There are thousands of such stories, such families, endless thousands, and there will be even more. Every day of the war adds a few dozen, maybe even hundreds of obituaries, dozens of hundreds of shattered worlds, orphaned families, and endless pain. And it's very hard to come to terms with the fact that this will go on for years, that the war will continue for a very long time, that it will take countless lives, destroy new cities, leave behind many more scars. It's for years, for long years. I'll have time to shoot a movie, return to the trenches, serve in the trenches for as long as my health allows, and the war will still go on, and people will die every day, every. Perhaps it's because of this depression that I'm recording new episodes much less frequently than before. Or maybe it's because I feel that listeners are losing interest in the podcast. Maybe it's just my imagination, that they are tired of me. But I see that the last time help came to my GoFundMe was a month ago, and since then, nothing. I'll try to put myself together and start recording more often again, but please, don't forget about me either.